Hey everybody, Mike Adams here. I'm almost up to 1 year on BPC-157 intranasal therapeutic peptides. It's enabled me to get back to working out. Here's the strength I'm at right now. I will continue to lift. I'll continue to exercise, do amazing nutrition, and work out in the sunlight like I'm doing here today. And that's a big part of the key in all of this, is you got to use sunlight. You got to have light activation of nutrition. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I'm just working on the kettlebells over there. You got to have sunlight activation. If you don't have sunlight, then you're not going to get the full potency out of nutrition. And if you're not using the therapeutic peptides, then you're not going to be able to heal from injury, which was something that held me back for years. I've gained so much strength in the last year, just doing kettlebells here. I mean, my God, I didn't look like this a year ago. I didn't have the strength a year ago. I didn't have the functional resistance to injury a year ago like I have now because of this. And what's my gym? Let me show you. That's it, right there. That's my entire gym. That's all I do. Pull-ups, push-ups, dips, and kettlebells. And I'm just on top of that, sunlight, nutrition, therapeutic peptides, like I said. And the peptide company is called Limitless. And you can find their products at rangerdeals.com. And if you use discount code RANGER, then you'll be able to save 15% on all those therapeutic peptides. I use BPC-157 and the nootropic peptides. And I'll give you more details about that in upcoming podcasts. But get out and exercise, get strong, get fit, get healthy, get healed. And these are the components that will allow you to do that. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Okay, I wanted to share that video with you there because I'm coming up on 1 year. Well, next month, March, it'll be 1 year that I've been on the BPC-157 peptides. And I'm going to share with you my journey on these peptides and how thrilled I am to be able to finally work out again. I got to tell you, my life is becoming more comfortable because my body's not hurting like it was. You know, for several years, I was really in pain. I mean, not like 9 out of 10 pain, but low-level chronic pain from previous martial arts injuries. And it was, in some ways, semi-debilitating. I'm not claiming that I was disabled. You know, I was still as active as I could be, but I could not jog. I could not jog, and I was much more susceptible to injuries, like lifting injuries or anything like that. And the thing that made the difference for me was this peptide, BPC-157. And it was introduced to me by, you know, an extraordinary woman named Dr. Diane Kaiser. And I was extremely skeptical of her information at first. I really did not believe it the first time I heard it. Because, you know, I'm the Health Ranger. I'm all about natural everything. And at first, my perception was, oh, these are synthetic artificial peptides, blah, blah, blah. And then I finally came to learn that actually your body makes BPC-157 in your stomach. It just doesn't make enough. And what happens when you age is your body, you know, your hormone system changes and you're not generating the same levels of hormones, obviously, that you used to when you were in your 20s. And all that we're doing by supplementing with peptides or therapeutic peptides, as I call them, is we are restoring the normal natural balance that we used to enjoy when we were younger, when we were in our 30s or 40s even, or depending on how old you are listening to this. So what happened with me was after just a few weeks on BPC-157, which I just take as an intranasal spray, and I also have an oral supplement that I take, and I'll tell you how to get those if you want to get them. And within a few weeks, I was able to start jogging. And I started out jogging very short. Maybe a quarter mile is what I started out jogging. And then one day when I could do a quarter of a mile, I was really happy. Like, yay, I can do a quarter mile again. Because I used to be on the track team, you know. I could run for 3 hours in high school. And I did, you know. It's just a mad running fool. I was like Forrest freaking Gump. Running and running, you know. that was high school. So I was thrilled to be able to run a quarter mile again. Today, I run more than 3 miles. I run for about, well, I can't call it running. I mean, I'm jogging, not sprinting. I'm jogging for about an hour duration. And in fact, I had jogged for about an hour right before I filmed that video that I showed you there. And then after I jog, I lift, and I lift kettlebells, and I do push-ups, and I do pull-ups, and I do dips. And that's it. That's all I do. I don't have a gym membership. I don't go to the gym. I don't like the gym, frankly. I just don't like being around everybody else's sweaty spike protein shedding garbage. You know what I mean? So I don't like that. I'd much rather have dirt on a forest floor. I don't even care if it's cold. I'll just go out in the cold and do it. I don't care. Or if it's hot, I just bring a sprayer and I spray myself with water every few minutes. Whatever it takes, man. I'd rather be outside. So then I lift. I lift now for about 30 minutes. So I've been doing that for almost one year. I take BPC 157, and then I have been taking orally the 5-amino-1 MQ from time to time. And then a few months ago, Dr. Kaiser introduced me to Sloop, SLU-PP, that's also available at our at Limitless Biotech, which we're an affiliate with them. I'll give you a link here in a second. I've taken those from time to time, but that's not even really my focus. And then they came out with this new oral version called MK777, which is it's an experimental molecule that enhances growth hormone production. And I have to admit, I've only taken this like 2 times. But some people take it daily. Some people are into injecting these things, which I'm not into. That's not okay with me. I only do intranasal sprays or the oral supplements. But if you're looking for these, if you're looking for cognition, and yes, there's CMAX and there's Atomax, that I've taken both of those as intranasal sprays, enhancing cognition for the last year. And I've taken especially BPC 157 with TB Frag and then copper peptides as well. I've been doing a variety of those things along with ultra clean diet, superfoods nutrition, daily sunlight exposure if I can get it, and, you know, daily body rolling and things like that, you know, stretching and rolling for injury prevention. And I got to say, I am healthier now than I have been in many, many years. I am stronger. I am more functional. It's easier to lift 50-pound grain bags that I do, you know, feeding the goats and dealing with chickens and whatever. Everything's become easier, and I just don't have the problems that I had a year ago, physically, moving around. And I know it sounds like, oh, you must be some old geezer talking about, or, you know. Look, we all age, and as you know, if you're listening to this, we're not spring chickens anymore. You know, the muscles start complaining, like, you know, the joints start complaining. We're all going to age. The key is, how do we age in a way that maximizes our health and our functionality and our mobility? And I am convinced that therapeutic peptides have a key role to play in all of this. Yes, of course you have to have the fundamentals of good nutrition. Absolutely. That's what I've taught for 25 years. You also have to have the fundamentals of good fitness. You gotta move your bod. You gotta do some resistance training of some kind. Right, no one's going to get healthy sitting on the couch and taking Ozempic injections, right? That does not work. You got to move, and you got to get sunlight. Or if you can't get sunlight, get infrared therapy lights. You know, we offer some of those. We're an affiliate with some of those companies as well. You can find all these links at rangerdeals.com. Rangerdeals.com. And there, if you click on the Limitless link, you'll be able to search there for BPC-157, or you can search on cognition. You can search on, I think, like muscle and fitness research. You can search on what else? Like longevity research. These are all research-only peptides. They're not drugs. They're not supplements. They're not labeled for human consumption. Not at all. The FDA doesn't approve of these at all. They are experimental peptides that some of them have research going back decades. Some of the research comes out of Russia. They've used for their athletes since the 1990s, some of these. And then some of those have been further improved. And for cognition and for healing injuries, these are amazing. For example, the BPC-157, that helps increase blood supply to scar tissue. So if you've got scar tissue or old injuries or something that just persistently was not healing, which was what I experienced, and it made me regret some of my more extreme martial arts days, it's like, man, why did I do that? And now I'm finally able to recover that. And you know how, what was it, like 3 years ago or something, I almost severed my index finger. That was quite tragic. And then that healed, but it never healed 100%. And I still don't have full mobility of that joint. But what I'm finding is now after a year on BPC-157, I've got almost all the strength back of my index finger. And the way I know this is because I'm lifting kettlebells now. You know, or I have been for a year. But I'm lifting kettlebells, and so when you're grabbing kettlebells, you have to have, you know, good finger strength. And that means you got to use your, you know, your index finger, obviously, and your other fingers. Well, over the last year, I've upgraded my kettlebell set like four times to keep upgrading the weights to the point where now, like my leaning over row kettlebell that I use for row exercises, because, you know, I want to strengthen the shoulder blades and I want to strengthen the arms. That kettlebell is 55 pounds. So I'm doing rows with 55 pounds. And there's no way that you can lift 55 pounds if you don't have functional finger strength, right? You couldn't hold on to it. And for me now, that's becoming easier and easier. And maybe in a few more weeks, I'll upgrade that to 60 pounds and so on. You know, I'll just keep going. In a year, maybe I'll be at 80 pounds. Who knows? Whatever. I mean, I'll buy the kettlebells, right? I just want to maintain functional strength and mobility. And I know you do too. So here's the secret as I see it. Oh, my rooster's outside crowing if you hear him. Number one, chase roosters around. That's good mobility. No. Number one starts with good, clean nutrition, foods, and superfoods. Nutritional supplements, obviously. You can get all those at healthrangerstore.com. And, of course, you know we have our laboratory for clean food testing and everything. So that's number one, nutrition. Number two, get rid of the garbage, the junk, the seed oils, the MSG, the fried foods, the whatever, just garbage, processed, junk foods. Get rid of all that stuff. You know, soda, if you're still drinking soda, you know, ditch that forever. Number three, fitness and movement. It really almost doesn't matter what it is. You can do Tai Chi. Tai Chi is very healthy. You can do Pilates. You can do yoga, stretching. You can do what I do. You can lift kettlebells. You can whatever. Just pick your thing. Whatever kind of movement you like to do. You can run around with a bow and arrow and be Robin Hood in the forest. As long as you're moving, just do it. Number four. Am I on four? Yeah. Light. You got to have phototherapy. So you got to have either sunlight or you got to have the infrared lights for indoor light. And if you go to rangerdeals.com, you'll see a link there on the third row for Red Life devices. So go to that, click on Red Life, and use discount code RANGER, you'll save 10%. And also in the second row, you'll see Limitless Peptides there, and you can save 15% with discount code RANGER. And while you're there at Limitless, the things you want to look for are BPC-157. And in terms of cognition, I'm now recommending Adamax, that's A-D-A-M-A-X, which is generally considered a little more modern version of CMAX, although CMAX is widely researched. That was developed in Russia. And it's amazing, neuroprotective, it's got enhanced cognitive performance effects. etc. CMAX Amidate is the newer version of CMAX, so the Amidate has benefits. It has better stability and it has better bioavailability through intranasal routes, right? So if you have a choice, get CMAX Amidate or get Atomax. Either one of those is going to be very, very useful. But by the way, don't take any of this as medical advice. I'm not your doctor. I'm not your naturopath. You should work with your own naturopath. And you should understand that all of these are considered research purposes only. They are experimental. They are not labeled for human consumption. I take them, but I can't tell you to take them. You need to work with a naturopath. And probably the FDA is going to try to ban these. Well, actually, we know they would love to regulate them. But I think right now they're focused more on trying to regulate like GLP-1 knockoffs. And that doesn't impact us because we're not taking reptile venom peptides anyway. Who cares about that? But if the FDA tries to regulate these other peptides out of existence, then that's going to block your ability to get these. So my advice is if you've never used these peptides, get one bottle, try it, make sure you're getting the results you need, and put in the effort. You know, you got to put in the fitness effort. You got to do the strength effort. You got to clean up your diet, right? These substances, these peptides, aren't going to do the work for you at all. They're going to augment the work that you put in. At least that's been my experience. There's no free lunch, not with health or fitness. But if it works for you, then go back and get more and put them in the fridge. And they will last a very, very long time, as in years. And some of them are available in a freeze-dried format, which will last, in my experience, up to 10 years, easy. 10 years is not unreasonable. They're not labeled for that, but as a lab scientist, I know that's the case. When you freeze dry peptides, they last almost forever, unless you either, number one, get them hot or expose them to sunlight for a long period of time or some other kind of protein denaturing, ultraviolet radiation or something. If you keep them in a fridge, cool and dark and dry, they're going to last for years. So this is actually another way to stock up on things that can help you. But anyway, again, don't take this as medical advice. These are not FDA approved for anything. And they're not even labeled as supplements. They are research only. So since I have a lab, I'm using them for research. And I am my own research subject. And we're going to see how that goes. So far, the research is doing great. And also one other thought in all of this, I think that people who are unhealthy and who are eating a lot of junk food and eating a lot of bacon with sodium nitrite and garbage like that, I think that they are living what I call a pro-cancer lifestyle. And I do have a concern about using any kind of growth hormone enhancement if you are living a pro-cancer lifestyle. So my judgment on this is that anybody using peptides should make absolutely sure that you are pursuing an anti-cancer lifestyle. What is anti-cancer? Well, think about it, broccoli sprouts, sulforaphane, vitamin D, cumin seed oil, celery, orange, like pomegranate juice and extract, and just there's a thousand things that are anti-cancer. Start juicing kale, Go to the grocery store, load up on organic kale and apples and, some parsley and some lemons and whatever. Just start juicing. Have an anti-cancer lifestyle. But I do not recommend that someone take anything that's going to enhance growth hormone if they're going out and living on McDonald's and junk food and seed oils and fried foods, etc., etc. I hope that makes perfect sense. I mean, we got to be adults here. We got to be responsible with our own bodies, because some of these substances will enhance growth effects in your body. So what are you growing? You want to be growing healthy tissue, healthy tendons, healthy heart, healthy cardiovascular, healthy muscles, healthy brain cells. Your hippocampus is always producing new brain cells all the time. You want to be growing all that. You don't want to be growing tumors. So you got to have an anti-cancer, anti-tumor lifestyle, in my opinion, if you're doing anything related to peptides that enhance growth hormones. So that's my one word of you know, reasonable caution in all of this. And lastly, if you want to learn more about these peptides, there's like 50 books written about this at my AI book engine, which is brightlearn.ai. So you can go there and you can check out, just search for, you know, BPC-157. It'll bring up all these books. Or if you want to do research on something, just go to our AI research engine, which is at brightanswers.ai. And there you'll be able to see all the research, you know, with all our science papers that are indexed and everything. You can research anything you want. You can research, I don't know, like BPC-157 and, you know, muscle injury or tendon injury or scar tissue or whatever. You can do the research there, or you can use other sources. But ours, I mean, we have the biggest library of indexed holistic health books and manuals and encyclopedias and training materials and everything, more than any other AI engine in the world by far. So you can find all that at brightanswers.ai. And again, if you want to check out the Limitless Peptides, and we are an affiliate of them, we do earn some small percentage if you purchase using our discount code. So thank you for your support. You can find that at rangerdeals.com. Click on Limitless Peptides and then use discount code Ranger and you'll save 15%. We earn a little bit of something that helps support us. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Manuka honey is one of the world's most nutritious superfoods. Harvested from Australia's pristine bushlands and forests, Health Ranger Select Premium Manuka Honey has guaranteed levels of MGO and NPA. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.